G'day, this is Nicky with an AboveDropSecret.com member podcast, this time in the Paranormal and New Age feed. The topic of this podcast is numerology signs that are driving me crazy lately. First up, the number 1111, which is seen as the gates to a higher plane of existence. In Christian and some New Age mythology, it sees it as being the gates to heaven, guarded by the beings of white light. 1111 could either mean passing through the gates or being the guardian that leads people through them. Now, the number 911. In numerology, 9 is seen as the number representing idealism, sacrifice, and caring for a global community. Number 1 is seen as being individualism, courage, and leadership. Combine all three digits in the number 911 to get the number 11, which represents a master number like 22 and 33. It's the most sensitive and feminine of the three. I've been seeing a lot of the number 757 lately, which doesn't represent anything in numerology, but it's the number of an airplane model. I've been seeing a fair bit of the number 411 as well, which when you combine the numerological values of the letters in the word creativity, you get 411. I've also been seeing a lot of the number 5555. 5 represents the existence of the five-sense reality. It also represents a service to others and critical analysis. 5 governs our ability to think clearly and our intellectual capacity. 5 is about pushing life to the limits and reaching that capacity. 5 can also relate to addictions and the overindulgence of the senses and the overpushing of the capacities. 5555 is the five-sense reality version of the gate. I've been seeing a lot of occurrences of the number 33 as well, which is the numerological sum of my birth date. It's also the highest and most powerful and masculine or assertive master number of the three in numerology. I've been seeing the time 9:33 a fair bit as well. The 9 represents idealism, sacrifice, and caring for the global community, guarded by a powerful and masculine leader in the number 33. I've also been seeing a lot of the number 666, which is usually seen in Christian mythology as being the mark of the beast or the Antichrist or Satan or the devil or Beelzebub or whatever you want to call him. However, in Latin, the term Vicarius Filii Dei in Roman numerals adds up to 666. Vicarius Filii Dei can be translated as represents the Son of God, also known as the Vicar of Jesus Christ. The title Vicarius Christi, translated into English, means a substitute for Christ, which also represents the Pope's vicars. In the Greek dictionary, anti means substitute. Therefore, the term a substitute for Christ could also be translated as being antichrist, which may mean that the Pope is himself an antichrist. I've also been seeing a lot of the occurrence of the number 13, which in numerology represents someone who has reached a higher state of consciousness and reached a state of ascendance and transmutation, which is synonymous with death and cessation of existence, which to those in this realm is seen as bad and to be avoided. I've also been seeing a lot of the occurrences of the number 1234, which may represent the symbolism behind the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Christian mythology. The sum of the numbers 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 is 10. The one, totality, universality, etc., also known as infinite global consciousness, guarded by emptiness, non-existence, a new beginning, starting from a fresh slate, etc. That's about it for numerological signs that I've been seeing lately. Basically, it all sums up to Nurky's going crazy and he should stop looking at the clock all the time. Well, this is Nurky signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast on numerology signs that are driving Nurky crazy.
Infinite Durable Punch.